You're listening to SBS News.
The 2020 budget has been largely welcomed by the business community, but some warnings have been sounded by others. James Pearson, the Chief Executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, is supporting the need for Australian entrepreneurs to take risks. He says it's a good budget for older businesses as well.
We know that existing businesses who've been doing well, who've been doing okay until they were mugged by coronavirus and have experienced a loss this year, they'll actually be able to carry back that loss against the money that they've made in previous years. And that'll be a direct cash boost for them, and that'll help them borrow the money to buy that equipment and invest.
However, there are predictions that Australia's net overseas migration is going to turn backwards and population growth will slow right down.
That's a problem because while we can boost productivity through the measures I've mentioned and we can encourage participation through those measures too, we need to have a growing population, a strong population growth in our country if we're going to underpin solid economic growth into the future.
However, Deloitte analyst Chris Richardson says unemployment is much more of an issue which the budget strives to address.
Falling population isn't a problem. It is a massive hangover. The problem, and the government has correctly said it, is unemployment, right? We know the older story in economics, unemployment goes up fast and down slow. You absolutely have to fight your way back on the job front.
Jennifer Westacott, who's the Chief Executive of the Business Council of Australia, agrees that job creation is the answer.
Well, this is absolutely the right budget at the right time. This is going to instill confidence, inspire hope in Australians. It turns the corner from money being spent on support to money being spent on job creation, on getting people back to work and getting businesses back on track.
Ian Yates, the Chief Executive of the Council on the Ageing representing older Australians, says two lots of stimulus for the aged pension will be very welcome. He says an extra 23,000 new home care packages are welcome too, but they are just a start.
It's not sufficient to bring the waiting list down to 30 days, but it's a very big first step in that investment. We'll be looking for it to be followed up in the May budget.
Mr. Yates says he expects there will be more provision for aged care in May, following the publication of the final report of the Royal Commission into Aged Care. He says while he appreciates the need for younger workers to be given a helping hand in the current pandemic, he's concerned that older workers are not being given equal treatment.
Having supplements for supporting young people without a parallel for older people will price older workers out and make their task in the economic recovery even harder.
Tony March, Chief Executive of the National Farmers Federation, says it's a positive budget for farmers. He says the government has recognised that farmers and rural and regional communities can help kick-start the recovery from a period of fires, floods and a devastating drought.
What we need to help do that is infrastructure. So $2 billion to go to water infrastructure. We need dams built. We need less finger pointing between states and Commonwealth, and we need these actually dams to be built so we can grow the food and fibre that Australians demand and the community, the international community demands.
Mr. March also welcomed the $6,000 incentive being provided to allow young Australians to take a gap year while staying in rural communities, working on the land, and not just Australians.
In addition to that, the $2,000 for existing visa holders to, again, travel and experience accommodation, pay for accommodation in rural and regional communities will help get the food and fibre to the supermarkets, to kitchen tables.
Mark Purcell from the Australian Council for International Development says he's giving the budget a mark of B+, because it's made a solid effort in helping the Pacific with a $304 million supplementary assistance package to tackle COVID-19. But he says they need to try harder in Asia.
Asia is critical to Australia's future. All of our trading relationships in the future are going to be based around Southeast Asia, and we've seen no real effort to address the impacts, both the health impacts and the economic impacts of COVID-19 amongst our major neighbours in Southeast Asia.
He says there's been a small decline in funding and assistance to countries in West Asia, cuts to the funding for the International Committee of the Red Cross, and no increase in funding for the World Health Organization. He says overall, Australia's assistance is declining for the seventh year in a row. And some are convinced the budget is taking Australia in the wrong direction. Dr. John Falzon is Senior Fellow in Equality and Social Justice at the think tank Per Capita and a former CEO of the St. Vincent de Paul Society.
We have been asked to place our trust in a discredited theory that with the right mix of tax breaks and deregulation, the jobs will come and the wealth will trickle down. It's a promise that neoliberal ideologues have been making for the past 40 years. And for the past 40 years, we've been listening hard for the sound of the wealth trickling down, but all we've been able to hear is the sound of the excluded still waiting.
And if you'd like to find out how the budget has affected your finances, you can use the SBS Budget Calculator. Head to our website, sbsnews.com.au. Alan Lee, SBS News.